Welcome to the Lively Living with Lupus podcast. I am your host, Lydia Romero Johnson, holistic health and life coach and registered nurse and lupus thriver. So I just did a post yesterday and it got me thinking. I wanted to go into some more detail with it and, you know, have this message available for you all here listening to the podcast. And, you know, being able to replay it and work through it and see how it can serve you and help you with your level of stress awareness. So, you know, pretty much if there's something that we have in our life that we're struggling with or a goal that we want to achieve, changes we want to make, all those different types of things, having a very clear awareness, you know, at least some awareness on what exactly is going on, what's presenting, what needs to be changed, how we'd like to feel, what's in the way, like all those different things, exploring a little bit more than just, you know, I'm stressed or I feel overwhelmed or I just can't, you know, like going a little bit further, getting a little bit clearer, identifying some of the emotions, identifying some of the triggers, identifying how, you know, some of your daily routine or interactions or thoughts or whatever, like how they contribute in positive, negative, whatever, which ways to your stress level is important. And so I was guided to create this. It's so funny because it just kind of like came. It just kind of like came out of nowhere yesterday morning. And I just went with it and put it out there. Not anybody really responding or engaging with it. It is kind of something that is meant to be more like, you know, really doing the work on your own, taking time. So it's probably not even a usual thing you would see something like on Facebook. I don't know. Anyway, I would like to share it with you. And if you so desire to, you know, engage with it and see how it could serve you, great. And, you know, I would love to hear how it goes. And let me know anything else you think that, you know, comes up for you when you hear this and when you go through some of the exercises if you decide to. All right. And just disclaimer, this is not to treat, diagnose, prescribe, any of those things. You know, like I said, I'm a holistic health coach, life coach, and registered nurse. I'm also a lupus thriver. And so it's more in the capacity of, you know, where I could spread some awareness and education and help you have more awareness and clarity in some of the life coaching spaces, kind of like, you know, being able to look at your brain. And so if we're kind of going through our day and hitting our freaking head, you know, like the same thing, or like hitting your knee, whatever it is, right? It's like the same old thing. And you keep hitting that same corner with your toe on that same corner. Like, what are you going to do? Are you going to like go ahead and kind of change how you walk around the area? Are you going to go and put some better supportive protective shoes on? Are you going to move the furniture? Are you going to, you know, just make sure that you look down before you, like, what are you going to put into place so that you can stop, you know, basically hitting your head or like, you know, ramming your toe into that sofa. All right. Anyway, you know where I'm going with that, I hope. Okay. So I'm just going to read it as I wrote it. And then I might add a little bit more here and there, but I'll let you know what it is that I'm adding. All right, so it's a stress awareness check-in. And so how much awareness do you have to the amount of stress you are carrying around? We sometimes tend to minimize our stress levels, deny that we are in a stressful situation. We sometimes go to numb ourselves so we can't really notice it. We might be carrying around new health new health and life stressors, and we might be carrying around old ones. There are so many potential stressors around us. If we want to live our happiest and healthiest lives, if we want to live our best lives, we have to grow a stronger awareness to where we are with our stress levels and where we truly want to be. So here's, going into it. I've created a little stress awareness exercise below. So complete if you so desire. You can copy and paste it and answer it in a new document or write your answers on a piece of paper. If you are taking a moment to answer, I want to encourage you to get it down on paper or a document. It will hold a bit more value than just answering in your head. So awareness exercise on stress. Note, add as much or as little as you'd like. So the way that I did it was I had almost kind of like fill in the blank style. And I just added some extra blanks in some areas just to kind of, you might have one thing that comes up, but if you kind of push yourself a little bit more to see if there's some other things that come up, then hopefully that will help you with some more awareness. Okay, so the first one is, when I am stressed out, my body and mind respond by blank, 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 and blank. Number two, this impacts my blank, 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 and blank. Number three, the way I try to feel better is by blank, 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 and blank. Number four, what I do to reduce my stress is blank, 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 and blank. Number five, I notice my stress level is normally at around a level of number. So then pick a number. Zero is none at all, no stress. 10 is like the most ever. So I'll reread this one again. I notice my stress level is normally at around a level of number, and then you pick the number, and period. And then I would like it to be at, and then you pick the number that you would like it to be at, right? So let's say you walking around with a stress level of 8 and you're like, you know what? Yes, of course, we'd love to all be at 0, but I don't know how realistic that is in this world, in this time and all the things, honestly, right? And so, you can say, okay, well, I'm at an 8. I would really love to see if I can get myself down to, a 4. And so write that down. Again, kind of just at least something that is showing the direction in which you want to go with your stress level. And again, having that awareness is really important. Number six, what I think will help me most with stress management is... And then the way that I set this one up is I put 1 to 10. Honestly, if you can go 1 to 20, great. Honestly, whatever you can do. Complete as many of those as you can. If you can come up with more, great. If you have a hard time coming up with just a few, take a little more time to think about it. So I'll repeat it again. What I think will help me most with stress management is, and so like my brain goes to, deep breathing, taking more walks, taking a shower, I love to take warm showers that I find that are really relaxing. So taking an extra shower to help with stress. What else? Time in nature, spending time in nature. So just kind of going there and thinking like, okay, how many things can you come up with to kind of fill in the blank of like, okay, what are some things that I can do? What can help me with my stress management? That is something that, I forgot to mention this, kind of in the positive and healthy space. Cause, I'll be honest, way back in the day, my go-to for a stressful day was let me get my double cheeseburger and milkshake and all the things and just leave me the hell alone. So it's kind of like, a bit more of a mindful approach, more intentional, and in the healthy and positive space. Okay, number seven. Today I will blank to better help manage my stress levels. So it's kind of like looking at all that you just, completed. What will you decide to do today that will help you with that stress level. Because, right, if you are at an 8 and you're trying to get into a 4, if you don't do anything new and different, you know, how are you going to get new and different results? And so it could be anything from an action that you're taking to, you know, being mindful of kind of slowing your breathing to questioning, you know, some of the thoughts that come up for you. Okay. So, and I also, you know, in this post, I had mentioned no need to answer any of these below of the actual post, because I know this could be private stuff. This is just for you and your awareness. If you happen to answer any of these, please let me know. I would love to hear what comes up. Remember to be patient and kind with yourself. With love, Lydia. And then again, another note. This is not to be used as medical advice, treatment, prescription, therapy, etc. Also, I wanted to share this as a FYI of a great free and resource, confidential resource. So just, right, knowing that everybody's in a different place with stress levels, then there's, you know, mental health happenings. There's all kinds of things that could be happening in someone's life. And so I just wanted to provide the 988 Lifeline resource. One, because I just think it's a great resource for everyone to be aware of. And two, you know, since we're specifically talking about and assessing our stress level, you know that it's a tool and resource that can be available to you if needed. And, you know, it's confidential and it's free and it's 24/7 and it's helpful. All right. So what they say, you know, what I went ahead and copied and pasted on here, and just to share with you all, to know their little snapshot is, we can all help prevent suicide. The 988 Lifeline provides 24/7 free and confidential support for people in distress, prevention and crisis resources for you and your loved ones, and best practices for professionals in the United States. And then it's the website is 988lifeline.org. All right, so that is that. I will go ahead and see about putting the actual posts in the comments or details, so then you can go ahead and maybe just copy and paste and fill it out if you so desire. So let me know how that goes. You know, again, a lot of us could be walking around with like tension in our shoulders, headaches, high blood pressure, not feeling well. We describe it maybe as feelings of overwhelm or frustration or whatever, right? Like, all goes down to still connecting back to stress, stressor, some way, shape, or form. And so having awareness and more clarity on that makes it more likely that you're able to go ahead and take some action on helping yourself, you know, find ways to help decrease some of that volume on that stress. Another note, right, especially for us with lupus or like conditions or autoimmune conditions, you know, increases in stress, chronic stress, all those things can be triggers. They're definitely not helpful to our health and helping us prevent additional complications. And so we want to, you know, minimize as many additional stressors and struggles and things like that as we can. At least I know for sure I want to. Don't want to add anything else that doesn't need to be there. Only the good stuff. Anyway, so I wish you a beautiful day. Let me know how this serves you. And if you are looking for some support with, you know, your stress management, lively living, you know, with lupus, if that's something that you are interested in, if you're struggling with lupus, if you're not thriving right now with lupus, or you have another chronic illness, you know, just know that I'm your coach and reach out to me. All right. I wish you a beautiful day. Bye.